The thing that got me was how fast it went. I found myself suddenly appointed an officer of the court and directed to remove the witnesses and have them ready. I didn't know how I would remove Sergeant Zim if he didn't feel like it, but he gathered Mahmoud and the two boots up by eye, and they all went outside out of earshot. Zim separated himself from the others and simply waited. Mahmoud sat down on the ground and rolled a cigarette, which he had to put out. He was the first one called. In less than 20 minutes, all three of them had testified, all telling much the same story Hendrick had. Zim wasn't called at all. Lieutenant Speaksmith said to Hendrick, "Do you wish to cross-examine the witnesses? The court will assist you if you so wish." "No." "Stand at attention and say sir when you address the court." "No, sir," he added. "I want a lawyer." "The law does not permit counsel in field courts-martial. Do you wish to testify in your own defense? You're not required to do so, and in view of the evidence thus far, the court will take no judicial notice if you choose not to do so. But you are warned that any testimony that you give may be used against you, and that you will be subject to cross-examination." Hendrick shrugged. "I haven't anything to say. What good would it do me?" The court repeats, "Will you testify in your own defense?" No, sir. "The court must demand of you one technical question. Was the article under which you are charged published to you before the time of the alleged offense of which you stand accused? You may answer yes or no, or stand mute, but you are responsible for your answer under Article 9167, which relates to perjury." The accused stood mute. "Very well, the court will reread the article of the charge aloud to you and again ask you that question. Article 9080, any person in the military forces who strikes or assaults or attempts to strike or assault..." "Oh, I suppose they did. They read a lot of stuff. Every Sunday morning, a whole long list of things you couldn't do." "Was or was not that particular article read to you?" Yes, sir, it was." "Very well. Having declined to testify, do you have any statement to make in mitigation or extenuation?"
"Sir?"
"Do you want to tell the court anything about it? Any circumstance which you think might possibly affect the evidence already given? Or anything which might lessen the alleged offense? Such things as being ill or under drugs or medication? You are not under oath at this point. You may say anything at all which you think may help you. What the court is trying to find out is this. Does anything about this matter strike you as being unfair? If so, why?"
"Huh? Of course it is. Everything about it is unfair. He hit me first. You heard him? He hit me first."